请我们看几处的圣经。
Please look into several portions of scriptures.
启示录第二十二章。
Revelation chapter 22.
我们念第三节和第四节。
Verses 3 and 4.
启示录二十二章第三节第四节。
Revelation 22, verses 3 and 4.
以后再没有咒诅，在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。
And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his bond servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads.
我们再看提摩太前书。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书第四章。
First Timothy chapter 4.
第七节到第十节。
Verses 7 through 10.
只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和劳苦光妙的话，在敬虔上操练自己。
But have nothing to do with worldly fables, fit only for old women. On the other hand, discipline yourself for the purpose of godliness.
操练身体益处还少，唯独敬虔凡事都有益处，应有今生和来生的应许。
For bodily discipline is only for a little profit.But godliness is profitable for all things, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance.
我们劳苦努力，真是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。
For it is for this we labor and strive, because we have fixed our hope on the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of believers.
我们再看，马太福音第二十五章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25.
我们就念第二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太福音二十五章二十一节。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 25 verse 21.
主人说好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave.You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。
Let a man regard us in this manner, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
In this case, moreover, it is required of stewards that one be found trustworthy.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Chronicles 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
Second Corinthians 11.
我们从第一节念起，念到第三节。
Verses 1 through 3.
但愿你们宽容我这一点愚妄，其实你们原是宽容我的。
I wish that you would bear with me a little foolishness, but indeed you are bearing with me.
我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们 如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
For I'm jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin.
我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯义清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。
But I'm afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ.
我们再看路加福音第十七章。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 17.
我们念第七节到第十节。
Verses 7 through 10.
路加福音十七章第七节。
Gospel according to Luke chapter 17.
你们谁有仆人耕地，或是放羊？从田里回来，就对他说：“你快坐下，快来坐下吃饭吧。”
But which of you, having a slave plowing or tending sheep, will say to him, when he has come in from the field, come immediately and sit down to eat?
岂不对他说：“你给我预备晚饭，束上带子，伺候我，等我吃喝完了，你才可以吃喝吗？”
But will he not say to him, prepare something for me to eat, and properly clothe yourself, and serve me until I have eaten and drunk, and afterward you may eat and drink?
仆人照所吩咐的去做，主人还谢谢他吗？
He does not thank the slave because he did the things which you were commanded, does he?
这样你们做完了一切所吩咐的，就当说，我们是无用的仆人，所做的本是我们应分做的。
So you too, when you do all things which are commanded you, say, we are unworthy slaves. We have done only that which we ought to have done.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们念十三节到十五节。
Verses 13 through 15.
个人的功成必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，由火发现，这火要试验个人的功成怎样。
Each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work.
人在那根基上所建造的功成，若存得住，他就要得赏赐。
If any man's work which he has built upon it remains, he shall receive a reward.
人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，乃像从火里经过的一样。
If any man's work is burned up, he shall suffer loss. But he himself shall be saved, yet so as through fire.
最后，罗马书第十一章。
Lastly, Romans 11.
第三十六节。
Verses 36.
因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
For from him, through him, and unto him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
请我们再低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
是你莫大的恩典把我们带到今天晚上。
It is your great grace that has brought us before you tonight.
我们感谢赞美你，因着你实在眷顾了我们。
We thank you and praise you because you truly cared for us.
你实在在我们中间。
You truly are in our midst.
我们的主，当我们在最后这一次聚集的时候。
Our Lord, as we gather for the last time.
我们仰望你继续对我们说话。
We look to you to continue speaking to us.
主，你还有没有完成的工作，求你今天晚上借着你的圣灵来完成。
Tonight, may you continue to finish the work that you have not accomplished through the Holy Spirit.
我们真是愿意你能得着我们每一个人。
How we long that you would capture all of us.
我们真是愿意你的旨意在我们每一个人的身上能得以完成。
How we long that your will would be accomplished in each one of us.
好叫你能得着荣耀，得着称赞。
So that you may gain all the glory and praise.
我们把这个时间恭敬交在你的手中。
We commit this time into your hand.
仰望你自己来工作。
We look to you to do the work.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主带领我们到这一个最幕后的一个聚集。
We thank the Lord for having guided us to the last hour of this meeting.
我们一同在这里交通主、门徒和侍奉。
We have been fellowshipping together the matter of master, disciples, and service.
这实在是我们心中的祷告。
This truly is our heartfelt prayer.
巴不得每一位弟兄姊妹都能看见我们的主。
Would that every brother and sister would be able to see our Lord.
我们不但需要看见在十字架上神的羔羊。
Not only do we need to see the Lamb which is upon the cross.
我们也需要看见羔羊在宝座的上面。
Also, we need to see the Lamb who is upon the throne.
我们需要看见我们的主耶稣实在是我们的救主。
We indeed need to see the Lord Jesus being our Savior.
我们也得看见我们的主耶稣乃是我们的主。
We also must see our Lord is indeed our Master.
我们的弟兄曾对我们说起。
Our brother has spoken to us.
我们要看见我们主的权柄。
We have to see our Lord's sovereignty.
他的权柄在我们每一个人的身上。
His authority is upon each one of us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹。
I don't know about brothers and sisters.
我们是不是有这样的一个对主的意向？
Do we have such a vision toward the Lord?
我们对于主这一个在荣耀里面主的意象，
This glorious vision toward the Lord.
这样的意象是非常的重要的。
This is such an important vision.
如果我们只看见钉在十字架上这一位的基督，
If all we see is the Lord who is crucified on the cross.
对我们来说，我们实在是受了许多的恩典。
To us, indeed, we have received much grace.
但是我们如果没有看见在宝座上的这位的基督，
However, if we haven't seen the Lord who is upon the throne,
神在我们身上可以说一无所得。
The Lord hasn't gained anything in us at all.
神的旨意也没有成就在我们身上。
Neither has God's purpose been accomplished in us.
所以巴不得神恩待我们。
Would that the Lord would grant us grace.
在我们每一个人心的深处，
That in the depth of each one of our hearts,
我们实在能看见这一位在宝座上的基督。
We would really see the Christ who is upon the throne.
我们看见他有完全的主权在我们的身上。
We would see that he would exercise his complete authority upon us.
他实在是我们的榜样。
He is such an example to us.
当他在地上做人的时候，
As he lived as a man,
他给我们看见神所要的人是怎样的人。
He revealed to us what kind of man God is looking for.
但是感谢我们的主。
Praise our God.
他不但是我们的榜样。
He is not only our example.
他把他自己的生命放在我们的里面。
He had put within our heart his life.
因此我们才能照着他的样式我们 来生活。
Therefore, can we live according to example the life?
因着他是我们的主。
Because he is our master.
他又是我们的生命。
He is also our life.
所以今天我们才能与主一同往前走。
That's how today we can walk with the Lord together with him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们每一个信徒都是被呼召来做门徒的。
Every believer is one who is called to be a disciple.
我们不要以为说我们只做信徒而不做门徒。
Do not ever consider we can be a believer and not a disciple.
每一个蒙恩得救的人，
Every redeemed one.
主都呼召他来做他的门徒。
God has called him to become his disciple.
主都呼召他来跟从我们的主。
God has called him to follow our master.
这一个呼召乃是一个普遍的呼召。
This call is a very common call.
每一个弟兄姊妹主都呼召你来做他的门徒。
Every brother and sister the Lord has called to become his disciple.
他呼召我们来跟从他。
He called us to follow him.
他呼召我们来与他同住。
He called us to dwell with him.
他呼召我们来看他自己怎样的生活。
He called us to behold how he lived his life.
他呼召我们来看他怎样的工作。
He called us to behold how he does his work.
他在那里很忍耐地训练我们。
He's training us with such long suffering.
叫我们能被磨成他自己的形象。
So that we can be conformed to his own image.
我们可以有他的性格。
So that we will possess his character.
我们也能做他要我们做的工作。
So that we can also do the work he would have us do.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
第一，我们必须要看见我们的主。
Firstly, we must see our master.
然后，我们必须要站在门徒的地位上。
Afterwards, we must stand upon the ground of being disciples.
这样才能产生所谓的侍奉。
This way, the service can be produced.
我们也已经提起过。
We also mentioned.
我们真正在神面前的侍奉。
Our real service before the Lord.
乃是从奉献开始。
Commences with consecration.
一个蒙恩得救的人。
A redeemed one.
虽然是被呼召来做主的门徒。
Though he has been called to become his disciple.
也是被呼召来侍奉主。
Also he has been called to serve the Lord.
但是如果没有自动的被他的爱所借离。
Unless he has been constrained by the love.
把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
To offer up our bodies a living sacrifice.
我们的侍奉就没有开始。
Our service has not even begun.
因为罗马十二章第一节很清楚地告诉我们。
Because Romans 12:1 clearly shows us.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, I beseech you.
将身体献上当作活祭。
To offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是神所喜悦的。
It is well pleasing.
你们如此侍奉。
This is your reasonable service.
乃是理所当然。
It is your reasonable service.
所以如果一个蒙恩得救的人，
So for a believer,
他没有把他自己完全奉献给主。
And yet he hasn't fully consecrated himself to the master.
奉献的意思就是把自己当作一个祭物放在祭坛的上面。
The meaning of consecration is just to offer us as a sacrifice upon the altar.
也可以说乃是把我们的主权完全交给我们的主。
In other words, it is for us to lay down our authority fully to the Lord.
让他在我们身上能有完全的主权。
So that he may gain the full sovereignty upon us.
我们奉献并不是说奉献为主做什么。
For us to offer up ourselves is not to do something for him.
奉献第一件事就是奉献让他在我们身上来做。
The first thing about consecration is to offer ourselves up so that he can do something in us.
因为我们是一个祭物。
Because we have become a sacrifice.
我们要被宰，我们要被火来焚烧。
We must go through the consuming fire.
我们必须要经过死。
We have to go through death.
然后我们才能进到复活的境地里面。
Then can we ever enter into the realm of resurrection?
在那里，我们才能开始来侍奉我们的主。
There can we commence to serve our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，
therefore, brothers and sisters,
奉献是我们基督徒第一个属灵的经历。
Consecration is our first spiritual experience.
在得救之后，第一个属灵的经历乃是奉献。
After we've been saved, the first experience is spiritual consecration.
因着奉献的缘故，我们在侍奉上就开始了。
Because of consecration, then we begin our service.
但是这并不是说我们已经是一个合用的器皿。
But that is not to say we are a profitable vessel.
我们看见说主要用各种各样的方法。
We see that the Lord will employ all different means.
主也要花许多的时间。
We spend much time.
来训练我们。
To train us.
叫我们一面对我们的主有更深的认识。
So that on the one hand, we will have a deeper knowing of our Lord.
实在能服在元首基督的底下。
So that we can fully surrender to the head, Christ.
另外一面也实在能站在一个门徒的地位上。
On the other hand, we can stand upon the ground of being disciples.
在那里好好的在那里学习。
So that we can learn well.
如果这样的话，你就看见我们的侍奉就越过越能合乎神的心意。
In this way, you will discover the more we live, the more we will come up to His desire.
我们也提过。
We also mentioned.
我们常常有一个错误的观念。
We have oftentimes a misconception.
我们以为说侍奉就是为主做一件事情。
Thinking that service is to do something for the Lord.
侍奉就是做所谓的圣工。
Service is a so-called sacred work.
如果我今天在教会里面，在那里有服事。
If I have some service in the church.
这一个叫做侍奉。
This is so-called service.
如果我在家里面，在那里照顾儿女。
If I care for my children at home,
这个不是侍奉。
That would not be considered a service.
这是一个非常错误的观念。
This is a great misconception.
我们要实在看见说，我们这个人是一个侍奉的人。
We have to see firstly, our being has to become a serving person.
所以，无论我们在那里做什么事。
So regardless what we do,
我们都是在那里侍奉我们的主。
We are serving our Lord.
我们每一个人都在那里侍奉。
Every one of us is serving.
我们24小时都在那里侍奉。
24 hours a day we're serving.
我们无论去摸什么事情都在那里侍奉。
Whatever we touch, we serve.
如果我们能看见这个的话，
If we have to see this,
我相信弟兄姊妹，
I believe, brothers and sisters,
不但在教会中主能得出侍奉，
Not only within the church the Lord can gain his service,
在社会的里面我们的主也能得出侍奉，
Even in society the Lord can receive his service,
在我们的家庭里头他也能得出我们的侍奉，
In our homes he can get his service,
所以这一个是一个很基本需要看见的事。
So this is something very basic that we need to see.
我们这个人活着就是侍奉我们的主。
For us to live is to serve our Lord.
今天晚上我们愿意在侍奉上再交通一点。
This evening we would like to share a further word in service.
既然我们这个人是一个侍奉的人，
Since we are a serving person,
并且我们是24小时天天在那里侍奉神，
also we serve 24 hours a day every day,
那么我们这些侍奉的人是没有退休的日子的。
Then we who serve have no retirement.
我有的时候听见有的弟兄会这样的说，
Sometimes I hear brothers talk about this.
你们这些专门传道的人啊，是没有退休的。
those of you who preach have no retirement.
你不能说你在那里传道，到了有一天你就退休了。
You can't say, you are a preacher and then you retire.
你不传道了。
You no longer preach.
你们传道人是没有退休的。
So you preachers have no retirement.
但是我们呢，到了相当的年龄，我们就可以退休了。
We, on the other hand, when we reach a certain age, we can have retirement.
因为我们是在哪里做事。
Because we're there doing secular things.
我们在哪里侍奉事。
We're serving secular matters.
所以你做到一个时期，你就可以从这个事情上退休出来了。
So as we reach a certain point in time, we can retire from it.
你不必再去做那个事情了。
You no longer have to do that thing.
那现在你就自己可以做你要做的事情去了。
From now on, you can do whatever you please.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果今天我们所侍奉的是事，你可以退休。
If indeed what we perform today are merely secular things, you can retire.
如果今天你所侍奉的主，那你不能退休的。
But today, if you serve your Lord, you have no retirement.
从你得救的那一天，你开始侍奉主。
From the moment you're saved, you begin serving.
你一直要侍奉主，到你去见主面的时候。
And you will serve all the way until you go to see the Lord.
这个少年的弟兄姊妹要侍奉主。
Young brothers and sisters must serve the Lord.
壮年的弟兄姊妹也要侍奉主。
Middle-aged brothers and sisters must serve the Lord.
老年的弟兄姊妹也要侍奉主。
Older brothers and sisters as well must serve the Lord.
你就看见说，在侍奉主的事情上是没有退休的。
So you see, in the matter of serving the Lord, there's no retirement.
可能在侍奉的方式上有一点改变。
Maybe there's some adjustment in the way how you serve.
但是在侍奉主的那个原则上是永远不改变。
As far as the principle of serving the Lord, it never changes.
我们侍奉也没有休假的。
There's no holiday in service either.
如果我们做世界上的事情。
If we perform worldly matters.
到了一个时候，我们要休假一下。
We come to a certain time, we take a vacation.
那么当我们休假的时候，我们就可以去享受自己的事情了。
And when we take a vacation, we enjoy what we like to do.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
我们在这里侍奉主是没有假期的。
For us to serve our master, there is no holiday either.
有的人他做传道。
Some are preachers.
他传了几年了，他就觉得说我要休假一下了。
They preach for a few years and they would like to take a vacation.
那么他就到一个海边去了。
So they go to the beach.
在那里也许圣经也不念了。
They don't even read the scripture anymore.
祷告也不必做了。
Neither do they pray.
那就可以看看 TV 了。
So they watch some TV.
就看看那些小说的书了。
And they read some novels.
因为是休假嘛。
Because it's their vacation.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
如果是这样的话，是不是你看见了，你一定要在那里批评他？
If this is the case and you have seen it, wouldn't you criticize them?
你是一个传道的人。
You are a preacher.
你怎么休假是这样的休假的呢？
How can you have this kind of vacation?
你在休假的时候就不侍奉主了呢？
How can you not serve the Lord in your vacation?
但是弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是侍奉主的。
Right, this is every one of us is a serving one.
所以我们在侍奉主上都没有假期的。
Therefore, in serving the Master, there is no vacation.
就是你去度假的时候，你还在那里侍奉主。
Even when you do take a vacation, you're still serving the Master.
你不能在度假的时候就放松了。
You cannot quit serving when you have a vacation.
就像世界上的人一样了。
And live like a worldly person.
世界上能做的事你也去做了。
You do the things worldly people do.
世界上能看的东西你也去看了。
You look at things worldly people look at.
那弟兄姊妹，
Then brothers and sisters,
如果是这样的话，你就失去了你自己的身份。
If this being the case, you have lost your position.
所以在侍奉的事情上，我们是没有假期的。
So in the matter of service, there's no holiday.
就在休假的时候，我们还是在那里侍奉我们的主。
Even when you do take a vacation, you're still serving your master.
弟兄姊妹，
princesses.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们不但是从得救的那一天起。
Not only from the day we're saved.
从我们奉献的那一天起。
From the day we're consecrated.
我们就开始来侍奉我们的主。
We begin serving our Lord.
我们来服侍他的旨意。
We serve his purpose.
并且我们一生呢，一直去借道主见主的面，我们都是天天在那里侍奉。
Even throughout the rest of our life, to the day we go to see him, we serve.
那并不是说当我们见了主了，我们的侍奉就停止了。
That is not to say when we see the Lord face to face, we stop serving either.
实在说来，我们今天的侍奉还是在那个操练的这个时期。
In reality, our service today is but in a, still in an apprenticeship.
都在那操练的，在那里 exercise.
We're still exercising.
这个还不是真正的侍奉。
This is not the real service.
我们不过是在那里练习练习而已。
We're only there practicing.
我们真正的侍奉乃是当我们见了主之后。
Our real service begins after we see him face to face.
那个时候我们才是能真正的侍奉他。
Then do we begin our real service.
我们不但在国土来世里面要侍奉他。
Not only we will serve him in the coming age.
我们还要在永世里面来侍奉他。
We'll also serve him in eternity.
所以你就看见说在这个启示录二十二章。
And that's why you see in Revelation 22.
到了永世的里面。
When we enter into eternity.
在新耶稣圣灵的城里面。
In the city of New Jerusalem.
你就看见有宝座。羔羊神和羔羊的宝座。
And you will see the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在那里他的仆人们都在那里侍奉他。
There their servants will serve him.
他们要见他的面。
They will see his face.
并且他的名就写在他们的额上。
And his name will be inscribed upon their forehead.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们要记得。
So let's remember, brothers.
我们今天在地上的侍奉不过是在那里练习而已。
Our service today on the earth is but for practice.
我们真正的侍奉乃是要到我们见主面之后，我们才能真正的有侍奉。
Our real service really commences after we see him face to face.
所以在提摩太前书第四章告诉我们。
So 1 Timothy chapter 4 tells us.
他说操练身体一处还少。
He says, bodily exercise profiteth but a little.
唯独操练敬虔凡事都有益处。
But godly exercise is profitable for all things.
不但有今生的应许，还有来世的应许。
Not only carries with it the promise for this age, but for that to come.
这个话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
And this word is trustworthy of all things.
我们劳苦努力，正是为此。
Our labor is just for this.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
我们操练身体那是需要的。
Our bodily exercise is needful.
但是它的益处是有限的。
But its profit is limited.
它只限于这个身体上叫你能健康。
It only helps you to have a healthy body.
并且只有在今生有它的用处。
It is only profitable for this age.
到了来世的时候，你有了一个复活的身体，就用不着到这个健身房里头去操练去了。
In the next age, you will have a spiritual body, which does not need to be exercised in the gym.
因为今天这个是朽坏的身体。
Because we possess a corruptible body.
是一个必死的身体。
A body of death.
是一个软弱的身体。
A body of weakness.
所以我们需要操练它。
Therefore we need to exercise.
好叫我们健康一点。
So that we be healthy.
叫我们有力量一点。
So that we receive strength.
但是这个只有在今世是有益处的。
But this is possible for only this age.
我盼望这个弟兄姊妹是应当操练操练身体。
I do hope, brothers and sisters, we exercise your body.
我们年轻的时候啊，不懂这件事情。
We didn't know this when we were young.
许多的时候，我们爱主到这个地步啊，我们对身体完全不顾了。
Many times we love the Lord to such an extent we didn't care for our body.
所以结果，人还没有老，身体已经 够不上了。
The result became, before we even reach old age, our bodies were weakened.
我们需要操练身体。
So we need to exercise our body.
但是要记得，就是操练身体，也是侍奉主。
Please remember, even in our exercise of the body, we are serving the Lord.
但这个益处还少。
But that profit is for a little.
我们还要操练敬虔。
We also need to exercise, have godly exercise.
什么叫做敬虔呢？
What is godly exercise?
敬虔就是向神。
Godly exercise is to be God-like.
我们今天有主的生命在我们里面。
Today we possess God's life in us.
我们要让这个生命在我们里面能顺着他的性情能活出来。
We need to cause this life to be lived out according to his character.
如果我们常常顺从这个新的生命的性情而活，
If we live according to the character of this new life,
这样经过操练就变成我们的性格了。
And after we exercise in this way, it becomes our character.
叫基督的这个性格就成了我们的性格了。
So that the character of Christ becomes our character.
这个是需要操练。
This is necessary.
如果我们不操练这个的话，
If we do not exercise this way,
我们就是里面有信主的生命。
Even if we do possess the Lord's life in us,
我们也活不出基督来。
We cannot live out Christ.
我们没有办法把基督的性格变成我们的性格。
We cannot turn the character of Christ into character, our character.
所以我们要操练，我们要向神。
That's why we need to exercise to be God-like.
这个操练是在我们灵里面操练。
This exercise takes place in our spirit.
在我们的良心里面操练。
It takes place in our conscience.
我们一个基督徒的良心非常的重要。
A Christian's conscience is very important.
所以圣经告诉我们，
The scripture tells us,
他说有的人他受伤了他的良心，
And some having their conscience seared.
这样就像一个船漏了，
It's just like a ship having run aground.
他的信心啊就漏出去了，
The faith has leaked out.
我们知道圣灵他常常在那里点我们的良心。
We know the Holy Spirit oftentimes is pricking our conscience.
到圣灵在那里点我们良心的时候，
When the Holy Spirit pricks our conscience,
我们要操练。
We need to exercise.
我们要听从这个良心的声音。
We need to hearken unto the voice of the conscience.
我们看见我们的良心的声音常常与我们自己的声音是相反的。
Oftentimes the voice of the conscience is different, opposite of our own voice.
本来良心呢，它可以称许你，也可以控告你。
The conscience can condemn you as well as praise you.
但是呢，我们在这个初期的时候。
In the beginning,
我们看见良心的那个指责，这个 accuse， 那个指责就比这个 excuse 还要多。
We often see the accusing of the conscience is more than the excusing.
所以我们要操练我们的良心。
Therefore, we need to exercise our conscience.
保罗说他在人在神面前称作一个无愧的良心。
Paul says, before God and before man, he maintains a conscience without defile.
这样就能把主的生命从我们里面活出来了。
This way we can live the Lord's life out of us.
我们也要操练我们的直觉。
We also need to exercise our intuition.
因为我们知道主的生命在我们里面有一个直接的知识。
Because we know the life of Christ in us has such an intuitive knowledge.
你们不用人教导你们。
No one needs to teach you.
从你们最小的到最大的，在他里面都认识我。
From the youngest among you to the oldest, everyone knows the Lord.
在旧约的时候需要外面的教导。
The Old Testament time they needed our teaching.
说你要认识谁。
They say, know the Lord.
但是在新约的时候，
But in the New Testament,
我们看见说因为圣灵住在我们的灵里面，
We see that the Holy Spirit indwells us.
我们有个恩膏的教训在我们里面，
We have an anointing teaching us.
他会直接教训教导我们，
He will directly teach us.
让我们知道 什么是神的旨意。
So that we would know what is the Lord's will.
我们要学习顺从圣灵在里面的教导。
We need to learn to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit within.
我们要学习行走在光中。
We need to learn to walk in the light.
这样我们与我们的主就彼此相交。
This way we can have fellowship with our Lord.
我们要操练我们的灵与主交通。
We need to exercise our spirit to commune with the Lord.
借助祷告，借助读经。
Through prayer and reading of His word.
借助默想。
Through meditation.
借助敬拜。
Through worship.
借助赞美。
Through praising.
我们要操练敬虔。
We need to exercise our godliness.
如果这样的话，你就看见基督从我们的身上就能活出来。
This way you'll see Christ's life can be lived out of us.
这个就是侍奉。
This is the service.
你能把基督活出来，这个就是侍奉。
To live Christ out, this is service.
所以我们看见说，今天乃是我们在那里受训的时候。
So we see that today is a time of our practice.
我们还没有长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
We haven't matured unto the full stature of Christ.
我们还是需要经过操练，叫我们能长大成人。
We need to go through exercise so that we can mature and grow up.
因为神所要的不是小孩子，神所要的乃是众子。
Because God is not looking for children, He is looking for sons.
他神的独生子要在众弟兄中做长子。
God's only begotten Son would be the firstborn Son among His men.
他要率领他的众子进到荣耀的里面去。
He will lead many sons into glory.
所以我们看见说，我们这个人的生活需要操练。
So we see that our life needs to be exercised.
现在是我们受训的时候。
This is the time of our training.
等到我们长大成人，满有基督身量那个时候。
When we grow up and attain the full measure of the stature of Christ.
那个在国度的里面才能与主一同掌权。
Then can we reign with Him in the kingdom?
那个时候是我们真正的这个侍奉。
Then do we ever really enter into true service?
所以圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
今天神所托付我们的。
What God has commissioned us.
神所给我们的恩赐。
The gift that He has given us.
乃是不是我们自己的东西。
They do not belong to us.
这个恩赐是属于我们的主的。
The gift belongs to the Lord.
主把恩赐给他的仆人。
He distributes his gift to his disciples.
但是这个恩赐是属于主人的。
But the gift belongs to the master.
我们今天如果从主那里领受了恩赐。
If today we have received gifts from the Lord.
我们是管家的。
We are stewards.
这个不是属于我们的。
They do not belong to us.
我们要用神所给我们的，我们来侍奉我们的主。
We need to use what the Lord has given us to serve our Lord.
不是用恩赐来服侍我们自己。
Not to use the gifts to serve ourselves.
并且这个恩赐今天乃是交托给我们的。
And these gifts are committed to us.
不是我们的产业。
They're not our property.
如果我们在这个别人的托付我们的事上不忠心的话，
If we're unfaithful in the things that other people have committed to us.
圣经说，谁要把他你自己的事情给你呢？
The Bible says, who will give his things to you?
到了有一天。
A day will come.
等到国度的时候。
In the time of the kingdom.
你要看见说，这些变成你的产业了。
You will see that these will become your possession.
但是今天你不过是在那里替主经营。
But today you're merely there to administrate for the Lord.
如果你忠心地去经营的话。
If you administrate in a faithful way.
结果你发现那个就是主给你的。
And you discover those things are the ones that the Lord had given you.
所以从前有这样一个故事。
So、there was a story.
有一个人他托他的朋友盖一个房子。
A man had commissioned his friend to build a house.
那么他这个朋友啊，实在是一个不忠心的朋友。
And his friend is not a faithful friend.
他就偷工减料。
So he cut corners.
他想这样的话，他可以占一点便宜。
And he felt this way, he can maybe take some advantage.
他没有想到，等他盖好的时候。
Unbeknownst to him, once the building is built.
他的朋友说，这个房子就是我要送给你的。
I want to give to you.
他说如果我早知道这样的话，那我要好好的把这个房子做好。
And he said to himself, had I known this before, I would build this house very well.
所以弟兄姊妹今天也是一样。
The brothers and sisters, it's the same today.
神所给你的那个恩赐。
The gift of God has given you.
有的人五千，有的人两千，有的人一千。
Some receive five talents, some three talents, some one talent.
或者神所给你的恩典。
Or we can say grace that he has given.
因为路加福音里头那个仆人啊，十个仆人啊，每一个人是一锭银子。
Because in the Gospel of Luke, ten servants each one received one talent.
这个是指做恩典说的。
So that points to our grace.
主给我们的恩典都是一样的。
The grace the Lord gave us is all the same.
给我们的恩赐不同。
But gifts are different.
但是我们都是要好好的去运用这些的恩典。
So we all need to use these grace properly.
我们要好好的去运用这些的恩赐。
We need to use the gifts properly.
我们为着主侍奉，在哪里侍奉？
In order to serve the Lord.
到了有一天，你要看见说这些东西就成为你永远的产业。
A day will come when you will discover that these things have become your eternal possession.
我们今天在哪里侍奉？
Today, as we serve,
圣经告诉我们说，这都是小事情。
The scripture tells us these are small things.
主说，你们如果在小事上忠心，
The Lord says if you're faithful in a few little things,
我就要把许多的事情都交给你。
I will put you in charge of many things.
如果你在小事上不忠心，
if you're unfaithful in small things,
那主就没有办法把那个真实的、真正的事情交给你。
The Lord has no way to commit to you the real thing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
让我们记得我们今天在地上的侍奉。
Let's remember the service that we have on the earth.
不过是在那里练习受训而已。
We're merely exercising and being trained.
如果我们能好好的在地上来服侍我们的主。
If we can serve our Lord while on the earth.
为主来活。
To live for the Lord.
活出基督来。
To live Christ out.
并且把主给我们的恩赐好好的为主使用。
And to use the gifts that the Lord has given us.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
到了那一天。
They will come.
我们才能有真正的侍奉。
We would really have the true service.
同时我们也得看见。
Same time, we must know.
我们今天在地上的那些的侍奉。
The services that we have on earth.
我们应当有什么样的一种的态度来侍奉。
How do we serve? What kind of attitude should we possess?
当我们在那里侍奉主的时候，
While we serve,
我们应当乘坐怎样的态度？
What kind of attitude should we have?
那就着我们的生活生命来说，
According to our life,
我们的态度乃是说我们永远不说我已经达到了。
Our attitude should be we shouldn't say that we have obtained.
所以在腓立比第三章里面。
So in Philippians chapter 3.
我们看见使徒保罗。
We see Apostle Paul.
他那个时候照我们来看他是相当的成熟了。
According to our point of view, he had been much mature.
但是他写腓立比书的时候。
But while he wrote Philippians,
他怎么说呢？
How did he say?
在第三章
Chapter 3,
第十二节
Verse 12,
他说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which For which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
弟兄们，我不以为自己已经得着了，
brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
But one thing I do, forgetting what it lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead.
向着标杆直跑，要的神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来这里赏赐。
I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以当我们今天在地上侍奉主的时候，
So as we serve the Lord on the earth.
就着我们的生命来说，
According to our life.
就着我们对主的认识来说，
According to our knowing of the Lord.
我们永远觉得说我还没有达到。
We should always say we have never attained yet.
我们不能到一个地步，我们就自满自足了。
We should never be self-satisfied when we reach a certain state.
好像我们对于主是完全认识了。
As we fully known him.
现在没有更多的可以得着了。
There's nothing else to gain.
但是保罗说，
The Paul said,
我还是觉得没有得着。
Not that I have already gained.
因为我要得着的乃是主怎样得着我，我要去得着我的主。
Because what I want to gain is to be laid hold of Christ as He lays hold of me.
主在我们每一个人身上，他有一个旨意。
The Lord has a purpose in each one of us.
这个旨意乃是我们要得着的。
This is the purpose that we need to lay hold of.
所以我们要忘记背后，努力面前。
That's why we need to forget that which is behind and press on towards the goal.
我们要向着标杆直跑。
And press on toward the goal.
这是从上面来的那一个赏赐。
In order to gain the upper call of God.
这个是对于我们的生活方面来说的。
This refers to our living.
因为在我们每天的生活上。
Because in our daily living,
我们要继续不断地来追求认识我们的主。
We need to persevere to press on to know the Lord.
那么就着我们的工作来说呢？
As far as our work is concerned,
那你就看见在路加福音告诉我们说。
You see in the gospel according to Luke.
他说有没有一个仆人他出去去耕田或者放羊？
There it says, is there a servant that goes out to tend his sheep?
当他回来的时候，
And when he returns home,
主人说，你就坐下来吃喝吧。
The master tells him, sit down and eat with me.
他说不。
No.
当他回来的时候，
when he returns home,
主人说，你要替我预备饭。
The master tells him, go and prepare food for me.
你还是要伺候我。
You still need to serve me.
所以你把一切的事情做完了。
So even have, you have finished all the things.
你要说我是无用的仆人。
You will still say, I'm an untrustworthy.
这些事情都是我应当做的。
All these things are the ones that I ought to have done.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我们在侍奉上要抱着这样的态度。
This is the attitude we should have in service.
我们永远不能在那里认为说我们的工作已经做完了。
We should never claim that our work is done.
我们把主人要我们做的工作完了，我们还得要回到主人那里来服侍我们的主。
Even after we've done all the work, we still need to return to the Lord and serve Him still.
并且我们要一直有一个态度。
And we also need to possess this attitude always.
我们是无用的仆人。
We are unprofitable servants.
这些事都是我们应当做的。
All these things are but the things that we ought to have done.
因为如果不是主的恩典在我们身上，
Because if not for the grace upon us,
如果不是主在我们里面给我们力量，
if not for the fact he gave us strength,
我们根本也不能做什么。
We can never have done anything.
我们的主说，你们离了离了我，你们不能做什么。
The Lord says, without me, you can do nothing.
我们是靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能做。
We can do all things through Him who empowers us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
这是我们在侍奉上应当有的态度。
This is the proper attitude we should have in service.
那么在我们侍奉上，主对我们有什么要求呢？
What does the Lord demand of us in service?
如果你看到我们的生命方面来说，
On the side of our life,
主所要求的乃是要我们做一个贞洁的童女。
What the Lord demands of us is to be a chaste virgin.
保罗他对哥林多人说，
Paul told the Corinthian believers,
我为着你们里面有一个愤恨。
I have such a jealousy of God toward you.
好像神的愤恨一样。
It is just like the jealousy of God.
我已经把你们像童女一样许配了一个丈夫。
I have betrothed you as a virgin to one husband.
我怕你们失去那个贞洁的心。
Lest you have forsaken that, that true heart.
叫你们受了迷惑了。
That you be beguiled.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, every believer is a chaste virgin.
所以圣经里头给我们看见那个十个童女的比喻。
And that's why the Bible shows us the parable of the ten virgins.
有的人说五个愚昧的童女啊，乃是不得救的。
Some say the five foolish ones are the unbelievers.
这个五个聪明的童女是得救的。The
five wise virgins are the believers.
但是圣经里面凡是没有信主的都不是童女。
But in the scriptures, none of the believers can be called virgins.
因为所有没有蒙恩得救的人都是淫妇。
Because the unbelievers are the harlots.
都是与世界在那里结合的。
And they are united with the world.
与罪恶在那里结合的。
They are united with sin.
只有蒙恩得救的人才是童女。
Only the redeemed ones can be called virgins.
是被主的宝血所洗干净。
They have been washed clean by the blood of Christ.
我们不但是童女。
We are not only virgins.
并且我们都已经许配了一个丈夫。
Also we have been betrothed to one husband.
所以我们对于我们所许配的那个丈夫。
So toward the husband that we have been betrothed to,
我们要存着一个贞洁的心。
We should have an undefiled heart.
换一句话说,
In other words,
虽然还没有结婚,
even though we haven't been married to them,
但是我们已经许配了。
But we have been betrothed already.
你知道在圣经里面, 如果被许配的话, 就等于是已经做了妻子。
You understand in the Bible, once you have been betrothed, it equals to being the wife.
你看旧约也是这样。
It is the same way in the Old Testament.
你看新约也是这样。
It's also the same in the New Testament.
虽然今天, 人把这个定, 许配订婚啊, 不当一回事。
Even though today people regard betrothal as nothing.
但是在圣经里面, 许配就等于好像已经出嫁了。
But in the Bible, as long as you're betrothed, you're considered as having been married.
所以一个虚配的童女在她心里头只有她将来这个丈夫。
So in the heart of the virgin who has been betrothed, she has only one husband.
她每天在那里准备她自己，是为着将来这位丈夫。
She daily prepares herself for this future husband.
除了她将来的丈夫之外，她心里头没有其他的男人。
Aside from the future husband, she has no other man in her heart.
这是一个贞洁的心。
This is an undefiled heart.
弟兄姊妹, 我们今天都是童女。
Today we are all virgins.
我们都已经许配了基督了。
We have all been betrothed to Christ.
但是我们今天对于我们的主是不是有一个贞洁的心。
But toward our Lord, do we have such an undefiled heart?
很多的时候我们的心还是回到世界里面去。
Much of the time our heart returns to the world.
甚至于我们回到罪恶的里面去。
Even we stray away into sin.
我们受了迷惑。
We have been beguiled.
我们离开了基督。
We strayed away from Christ.
所以你就看见说, 当我们今天还在地上活着的时候,
So you see, as we still live on this earth,
我们要在神面前保守一个贞洁的心。
We need to maintain an undefiled heart before the Lord.
我们的心向着主要完全。
Our heart toward the Lord needs to be perfect.
我们不能把我们的心 分给其他的东西。
We cannot have an undivided heart to other things.
这样的话，我们天天准备自己，到了那一天，我们可以与我们的主合成一体。
If we prepare ourselves in this way, a day will come that we will be united with the Lord as one.
所以这个在侍奉的上面这个一个要求。
So this is a demand of a service.
我们在侍奉的时候，我们要有一个贞洁的心。
In service, we need to pray for an undivided heart.
这个就圣经所说的那个起初的爱。
This is what the Bible calls the first love.
如果我们这个起初的爱没有了，
If we lost that first love,
我们就在外面有许许多多的劳苦，许许多多的工作。
Even we can hourly travail and toil.
不能满足我们主的心。
They can never satisfy the Lord's heart.
因为他所要的是我们的爱。
Because what he's looking for is our love.
那并不是我们所做的事情。
Not our travails and toils.
那就着神所托付我们去做的工作来说。
As far as the work that the Lord has commissioned us to do.
他所要求的乃是要有见识，有忠心。
What he requires is faithfulness and discernment.
这个见识意思就是说你明白主的心。
The discernment speaks to about our understanding of his heart.
你知道他的旨意是什么。
You know what his desires are.
你照着他的旨意去做。
You do what he desires.
这个是见识。
This is the discernment.
所以你就看见在马太第七章里头。
So you see in Matthew chapter 7.
有的人对主说主啊，我奉着你的名传道。
Some say, Lord, I preach in your name.
我奉着你的名医病。
I heal in your name.
我奉着你的名赶鬼。
I chase out demons in your name.
就这么说。
What did the Lord reply?
就说我不认识。
The Lord says, I never knew you.
这个不认识在原文里就说我不再续你， I don't approve you.
In the original language, it says, I never approved you.
因为你没有照着我的旨意做。
Because you never did it according to my desire.
虽然你做的照人看呢乃是很好的。
Even what you did according to the eyes of men.
但是如果我没有叫你去做。
But if I never permitted you.
是你自己去做。
You did it of your own will.
我不再许你。
I didn't permit you.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
所以我们在侍奉上我们要有见识。
So in service, we need to have discernment.
无论做什么，我们需要寻求主的旨意。
Whatever we do, we need to look for the Lord's desire.
因为凡是遵行他旨意的人。
Only those who obey his will.
主说都是我的母亲，我的弟兄，我的姊妹。
The Lord says, they are my mother, my brothers, and my sisters.
那不但要有见识，还要有忠心。
We not only need to possess discernment, we also need to have faithfulness.
我们知道什么是主的心意。
We know what is God's heart's desire.
然后我们要忠忠心心地去做它。
Then we do it faithfully.
我们不能马马虎虎地表面上做一点。
We cannot do the wishy-washy way.
因为我们不是做给人看。
Because we're not doing for men.
我们是在那里侍奉主。
We're there to serve the Lord.
所以这一个是乃是侍奉的要求。
So this is the requirement of service.
那么我们这样侍奉，圣经告诉我们说。
As we serve in this way, the scripture tells us.
有赏赐。
There's a reward awaiting you.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis.
我们蒙恩得救乃是一个恩赐，恩赐。
It is the grace of God that we have been saved.
白白的。神把他的恩典给了我们。
The Lord has poured out His grace upon us.
我们没有做什么事情。
We have not merited it.
都是他白白的给我们。
It is free grace.
但是呢，
But,
赏赐就不同了。
The reward is a different matter.
你无论你讲到赏赐的时候，
As we talk about reward,
就是比方在家里头你要赏赐给你的孩子。
For instance, in your house, you want to reward your children.
这个恩典对你每一个孩子都是一样的。
Grace is the same toward every children.
不是说因为你的孩子好，所以给他吃饭。
Not that because your children acted good, you give them food to eat.
如果他不好，就不给他吃饭。
If they don't behave, you don't allow them to eat.
这个你就看见说，你养他乃是一个恩典。
You see, the way you treat him is a matter of grace.
好孩子也养他，不好孩子你也是爱他。
You love them if they're good, you love them if they're not good.
都是一样的。
They're the same.
但是呢，
But,
有的时候你会应许。
Sometimes you have a promise.
如果你们孩子们做了什么样的事情，
If you children would do a certain thing for
me, 或者说你们念书啊，能好好用功的念。
Or if you do well at your study.
那么到了哪一天，我要给你们一个赏赐。
On a certain day, I will reward you.
那这个赏赐不是每一个孩子都有的。
This reward is not for every child.
要一个殷勤在那里念书的孩子才能得着的。
It takes a diligent child to study well to gain that reward.
所以圣经里也给我们看见。
So the Bible also shows.
恩典是白白给我们的。
Grace is poured out freely.
但是恩赐，赏赐，乃是根据我们所行的。
A reward is according to our deeds.
也根据我们怎样的活。
It's also according to how we live.
如果我们今天活着是让基督的生命活出来。
If we live today so as to allow the life of Christ to be lived out.
好像金银宝石的工程一样。
Just like the work of gold, silver, precious stone.
那等到主来的时候。
When the Lord comes.
他要赏赐我们。
He will bring reward.
好像这个仆人他五千赚了五千。
Just like the servant with five talents, he gained five more.
结果你就看见说主人就称赞他。
And you see the master rewarding him.
并且主人给他更多的事情。
Giving him much more to do.
让他能进来享受主人的快乐。
So he can enter into the joy of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Friends and sisters.
所以你要看见说圣经里头给我们看见有赏赐。
So you see in the Bible there is such a matter as reward.
虽然在表面上这个赏赐是根据我们怎样生活，今天怎样工作。
Even though on the surface this reward is, seems to be according to how we live, how we work.
但是严格的说来，
strictly speaking,
赏赐它是根据恩典而来的。
Reward is still according to grace.
他先把恩典给我们。
He firstly lavished his grace upon us.
我们能好好的用这个恩典。
So that we can employ this grace.
主说，我还要赏赐你。
The Lord said, I will reward you even more.
所以你要看见说，虽然是赏赐，它这个来源呢，它是恩典。
So that you see, even though it is a reward, the source is out of grace.
因为在我们里面毫无良善。
Because in us dwells no good thing.
凡是出于我们的都是败坏的。
Whatever is out of us is corruption.
所以我们看见乃是他先坐在我们里面。
So we see that it is he who has done it in us first.
然后从我们里面再做出来。
Then out of us there is a work.
如果能做出来的话。
If he can do it out of us.
他说我要赏赐你。
He said I will reward you.
你看神的这个恩典是何等的好大。
You see how great his grace is.
所以圣经给我们看见。
The Bible still shows us.
到了有一天当主要降临的时候。
A day will come when the Lord descends.
我们所有属于主的人都要在基督的台前。
All those who are his are before his judgment seat.
感谢主，我们不会到白色宝座的面前去受审判。
Praise the Lord, we will not go to the great white throne under that kind of judgment.
那个是永生永世的那个审判。
That kind of judgment is eternal perdition or eternal life.
感谢主，他在十字架上已经为我们受了审判。
Praise the Lord, on the cross he has been judged on our behalf.
所以那个审判已经过去了。
So that judgment is past.
我们不再受审判。
We no longer are judged.
我们已经出世入生了。
We have come out of death into life.
但是这并不是说我们信主的人就没有审判。
But that is not to say we believers have no judgment at all.
当我们的主回来的时候，
When the Lord returns,
我们都要先在基督的台前。
We all need to be manifest before the judgment seat of Christ.
这个台前的审判。
This judgment of the judgment seat.
乃是家庭的审判。
It is a judgment of the family.
不是永生永世的审判。
It is not a judgment of perdition.
乃是得赏赐和受亏损的审判。
It is a judgment of whether you receive a reward or suffer loss.
所以如果你用草木火戒。
So if you build with wood, hay, stubble.
到了那一天，火显现，把它烧掉。
On that day, the fire will reveal it to consume it.
你虽然得救。
Even though you're saved.
你不过是静静得救。
You're barely saved.
你没有赏赐。
You have no reward.
你在千年的国度里头没有份。
You have no portion in the millennial kingdom.
不能与主一同掌权一千年。
You cannot reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。主用这个来激励我们。
The Lord uses this to constrain us.
当然我们今天爱主不是为做赏赐。
Of course, today we love the Lord not for the matter of reward.
我们今天侍奉主不是为做赏赐。
We're not serving him because of reward.
但是 如果我们爱主侍奉主的话
But if we love the Lord and serve him,
主说我要赏赐
The Lord says, I will reward
主用这个来激励我们
The Lord uses this to constrain us
那最后
Lastly,
我们侍奉
We serve
究竟最终的目的在哪里
What is the ultimate purpose?
感谢赞美主
Thank and praise God.
主给我们看见说
The Lord showed us.
我们这些蒙恩的人
Those who are saved.
根据罗马第八章
According to Romans 8.
凡主预先所知道
Those who have foreknown.
他就预先定下叫他们能磨成他儿子的形象
He has predestinated to conform them to the image of his son.
凡是他预先知道的
Those whom he foreknew.
他就预定他们
He has predestinated them.
他就拣选他们
He selected them.
凡是他所拣选的
Those whom he selected,
他就称他们为义
He justified them.
凡是他称为义的
Those whom he justified,
他就他们得着荣耀
He glorified them.
所以弟兄姊妹 神在我们每一个人身上的心意是什么呢
What is God's heart desire in all of us?
乃是荣耀
Glory.
主不但是光救我们从地狱里出来就完了
The Lord didn't merely save us out of hell.
对于我们来说我也许很满意了
to us, we may be satisfied.
但是对于神来说他觉得不够
But to God, it is not enough.
他要把我们救到一个地步能进到荣耀的里面去
He will save us to such an extent as to be able to enter into glory.
因为神是荣耀的神
Because glory, God is a glorious God.
所以他要我们得着荣耀
So he wants us to also receive glory.
我们怎样能得着荣耀呢
How do we gain glory?
什么叫做荣耀呢
What is glory?
乃是当基督在我们里面成形的时候
When Christ is formed in us.
那个时候荣耀就显出来了
That moment, glory is manifest.
所以今天如果我们不让这个主在我们身上来把我们变化
So today if we hinder the Lord from transforming us
让主的性格在我们里面被组织起来
And we hinder him from conforming us to his character
如果今天我们不让荣耀现坐在我们里面
If we do not allow glory to be brought into us
到了那一天我们没有资格进到荣耀里面
On that day we're not qualified to enter the glory
因为这个荣耀是太光辉了
Because this glory is too majestic
就是把你放进去你也受不了
Even if you are forced into it you cannot bear it
所以从前有这样的一个故事
So there was a story
有两个船呢同时开出去
Two ships set out
一个是这个游览的船
One was a cruise ship
还有一个是这个基督徒这个一个旅游的船
The other was a cruise ship for the Christians
结果呢有一个弟兄呢他坐错了一个船
One brother went aboard a wrong ship.
也有一个不信的人啊，也坐错了一个船。
And there was also an unbeliever took a wrong boat.
那么这个不信的人跑到这个基督徒们的那个船上去了。
So the unbeliever went aboard the Christian boat.
他们在那里唱诗，在那里祷告，在那里赞美主。
As the Christians were praying, singing hymns, praising the Lord.
他实在受不了。
He couldn't tolerate.
他赶快要把我放到岸上去。
He said, "Bring me offshore."
那么同样的情形，这个基督徒在那一个游览船上也是受不了。
Same thing happened to the Christian on the unbelieving boat.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
如果荣耀不先坐在你的里面。
Unless glory is not brought into you first.
到了有一天，你就是把你放在荣耀里，你要赶快逃出来了。
Even on that day, you are forced into glory. You want to escape.
所以我们感谢赞美主。
So we praise and thank God.
不但个人是如此
，Not only personally,
教会也是这样。
Corporately, the same.
神所要的是个荣耀的教会。
God is looking for a glorious church.
没有瑕疵，没有斑点。
Without spot or wrinkle.
没有皱纹。
Or any such thing.
没有各样不完全的。
Without any imperfection,
这样才能做主的配偶。
Such can become the Lord's counterpart.
进到荣耀的里面。
Entering into glory.
但是弟兄姊妹
the princesses,
我们进到荣耀里面去。
As we enter into glory,
圣经说我们今天与基督一同受苦。
Scripture says, if we suffer with him,
我们将来与他一同的荣耀,
we will be glorified with him.
但是我们进到荣耀里面去,
but as we enter in glory,
也不是为着我们自己。
It is not for our sake either.
我们能进到荣耀里面去, 乃是荣耀神。
For us to be able to enter into glory is a matter of glorifying God.
因为这个是神的心意。
Because this is God's heart's desire.
神的心意在我们身上得以完成。
God's heart's desire can be accomplished in us.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
你要看见万有都是本于他。
You have to see that all is out from him.
也都是经过他。
All is through him.
也都要归给他。
All is unto him.
他是永远可称颂的神。
Through him be the glory forever.
这一个是侍奉的最终的结果。
This is the consummated purpose of service.
当有一天
A day will come,
我们蒙了恩典
when we're saved,
能进到荣耀里去的时候
and we enter into glory,
你所想到的不是自己
what you think about is not yourself,
你所想到的是谁
all you can think about is God,
你所感觉的不是自己
all you can feel is not for yourself,
你所感觉的是主
all you can feel is for the Lord,
羔羊和宝和神和羔羊的宝座
God and the Lamb on the throne.
你在哪里侍奉他?
And there you are serving him.
直到永永远远。
Unto eternity.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Lord, we truly thank you and praise you.
我们本来在侍奉上是没有份。
Formerly, we have no portion in service.
我们根本是不配的人。
We're unqualified to serve.
但是感谢赞美你。
But thank you and praise you.
你竟然拯救了我们。
You even saved us.
你出了重大的代价。
You paid such a great price.
你把我们拯救过来。
You have redeemed us.
叫我们能侍奉你的旨意。
So that we can serve your purpose.
叫我们能完成你自己的恩典。
So that we can accomplish your grace.
我们的主，我们实在赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
主啊，我们求你纪念我们。
Pray that you will remember.
叫我们虽然这一次的特会到现在我们要结束。
As we conclude this conference.
但是愿你的工作在这里开始。
But may you begin your work here.
主啊，求你继续不断把你自己启示在我们里面。
May you continue to reveal yourself in our midst.
求你怜悯我们。
Have mercy upon us.
不放弃我们。
Do not forsake us.
抓住我们。
Lay hold of us.
叫我们能做你的门徒到底。
So that we can become your disciple to the end.
也求你叫我们天天活着能侍奉你。
Also that we may live daily to serve you.
让你自己的荣耀能显现出来。
So that your glory can be manifested.
我们的主啊。
Lord.
我们愿意你得着荣耀。
We're willing that you receive all the glory.
保守我们。
Keep us.
直到那天。
Until that day.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.